Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
Hello, Buffheads, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney. To my left is Stiffy. We're here to crack a few tins and hopefully bring a grin.
Yes, we
Or at least
are.
Just an inward smile or like yep. a little chuckle. Or something
yeah, I
like
love
it.
Chuckling.
Yeah.
I had a shit day today.
Did you?
Yeah, fighting nuts and bolts.
I can tell you've had a shit day.
You've ever had a day like that where you're just fighting nuts and bolts?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anyway, before we get into that. But I'm so much better though here. I had a little sneaky swim before I came here too.
Did
just
you?
To,
yeah.
Oh, I was peaking. I was redlining like over cooked.
You're cooked.
I was like, no coolant left in the radiator. Cooked.
Yep.
Need to have a swim. Love summer. Fuck, summer's good.
You Righto. Know what else we love?
Oh, we love smashing beers, Brads.
Do you want a beer? Let's get one.
Done. Righto. Oh, we're going to go a bit of a...
Got a bit of a mixture. So this is sort of how unprepared I am today is I've got back from my swing and I've done fuck all. So I've just raided the fridge.
Yep.
And I've got a CC soda and lime and you've got a...
I've got the whiskey. I've got the soda and lime. The old
whiskey.
Vodka, soda and lime, the black tins. Kind of love these. And you know what? After a day like today where you just need that refreshing, crisp, smashing... soda water with a bit of vodka and goodness in it.
Fucking let's stop talking. Fucking crack it. I feel like I've been fucking plagiarised.
That was an accidental
one of my cracks.
That is your crack.
Fuck yeah.
I kind of slipped.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
In the bum too.
Oh, you can do that. No, you can't. Oh, dude, that was solid. That was solid. I'm going to have to give it to you. Well done.
Cheers, mate. Up your bum.
Oh, that's so fucking good. What are you doing? You right?
You know what that tastes like?
Like mother's nectar.
That tastes like Barney hasn't had a beer in 10 days.
Oh, have you been a good boy?
I've been a good boy. You know how much I like to have a beer in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yep, 10 days.
What's going on?
Well, it's not actually quite 10 days because I actually snuck one in on Australia Day because that would be un-Australian if I didn't have a beer on that day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had one beer only.
So your last swing, you Australia Day fell in it, like right in the middle of it too, wasn't it?
Yeah, straight in the middle of it. So I've just decided, I'm not fucking drinking this week. Wasn't drinking today and then I was another day, another day, another day. So
well done.
And, you know, like the missus said, she said, look, how you feeling? I said, fucking no different whatsoever.
Yeah.
I actually do. I have a little bit more energy and...
oh, really?
Yeah. A bit more energy, a bit better sleep, so...
Oh, yeah. I think... oh, dude, I got on the wines.
Oh, they're nasty. They'll dehydrate you, those bastards.
They do, and I reckon they make me snore.
Snore?
I think so. Or either that or someone shit in my throat. I don't know.
Snuck in and shit in your head.
What's been happening? Just work. You've gotten back 2 hours ago.
Yeah, got back 2 hours ago. Landed. Yeah, dropped the stuff off at home and fucking over to here.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's so sweet. I actually just got back from holidays.
How was it?
I had my little sneaky holiday.
I haven't actually spoke to you since you got back off holidays.
So. I went to Pottsville with the kids and took the caravan down there and. The last time we did a potty, it was blowing its tits off down there. Yep. So we snuck back and did a potty. Anyway, went back down there and the weather was still terrible for another day, but then, oh my God, it turned it on.
Yeah.
The Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the three full days was just phenomenal. Went to Byron Bay twice. Excuse me. And
you've been caught.
I've been caught.
Byron Bay too, actually.
Yes. So how good's that?
I've got like a message going. Who was it?
Yeah. So Justin, he only went yesterday. So this was a whole 1 week, right? 1 week. I didn't actually do it. You've got stickers, right? Yeah. And I had stickers in my car. And my young fella Kai, he's just gone, oh, let's start plastering these lad stickers around. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, righto. So we kind of got a bit silly with it. And anyway, we put one on right at the end of Byron Bay, near the headland there. You can drive pretty much right down to this boat ramp. You can't use the boat ramp. It's closed, but you can park down there. And there was traffic going down there. Anyway, the sign. So Kai's just peeled the sticker. Slap. And I've just, driven really close to it. And he's just slapped it on there. And then fast forward a week later, we get that text message from JR going, all right.
Who was it?
Who's been to Byron?
Oh, I haven't been to Byron, so it must have been Stiffy. So.
How good's that?
Yeah, there's a couple up in Gladstone too that Willie's put up there. So
yeah, good.
And one at Byron.
Yeah. Well, we did Hastings Point. We did Cabarita. We did Pottsville. And we did Byron Bay. So there's a few stickers getting around
all
the northern
in New South Wales.
Yeah, New South Wales down the DKC.
Fucking, and if you see one, I'll tell you what. If you see one,
oh,
fucking ring in,
let
us know, and I'll give you stubby holder.
Yeah, definitely.
Give your lads one.
That can be something that's that's a challenge for people. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So send good. A photo. Fucking send it in on the lads potty at gmail.com.
Mm.
Or you can send it in on our Facebook or the TikTok. Say fucking gotcha.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Just get it in any way you
can. Found wanting.
That's a good little competition there, mate.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get a bit of interaction going on.
Yeah.
So, mate, otherwise, Pottsville was amazing. We did have a big storm there on pack-up day.
I love a storm on pack-up day.
It was 6:30 in the morning, this thundery sort of – it woke me up probably about 5:30. You started hearing this thunder. And that night before, you know when you go – like, it just was hot. It was hot. I got sunburnt. Actually, went straight down to the Pottsville IGA. Went straight in. And you know that after sun aloe vera?
Yeah.
How good's that?
Yeah.
Man, my face was, you could cook a fucking bacon rash on my forehead. It was just like that, oh, I've got to be sunburnt, you know. And I don't go pink, I just go brown, but then start peeling 3 days later. And it was starting to hurt. And I'm like, oh, man. Because we were jumping off the bridge up at Cabarita there. I think it was Cabbies. Yeah, Cabs. And that day, we were there for about 3-4 hours just in the sun, in the water, and just got napalm.
Yeah.
But anyway, we raced into IGA, found this friggin' spray stuff. Didn't even pay for it just yet. Just got the three of us, me and the kids, and we just started spraying ourselves in the aisle. Just like...
love it.
And then, of course, bought it, and then just we went through half that spray. Half of that.
This one's half empty.
But anyway, that afternoon, that evening, the Wednesday evening, it was just hot and miserable and just like felt like a storm was going to brew.
Yep.
But it didn't. It went all night. And then 5:30 in the morning, I started hearing the thunder.
Opened up.
And then coming off the ranges sort of thing, I guess. By 6:30, I'm like, I might be smart here and start packing up a bit early because we've got a late checkout, so we didn't have to be out till 2 o'clock.
Yep.
But I'm like, oh, this awning's going to cop flogging and I looked at the radar, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pack the awning up. So anyway, we did. And I'm glad we did because the wind that came through busted. Yeah. Oh, a tree fell down on a caravan in there. Smacked branches it. Everywhere. Anyway, so it was good.
What so did you reckon of Byron Bay?
Oh, I love it.
You love it?
It's expensive.
Yep.
When I say expensive, you
it's
go...
It's gone very Noosa now. I'm a bit off it. It's a bit yuppie now, so...
Oh, it's always been... Oh, it's always been yuppie.
Yeah.
People walking around with no shoes on, it's pretty... It's just like you're at the beach and it's good. I actually really love it. You got to pay for parking everywhere down there, $5 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're there for 2 or 3 hours, there's $15. And that's all right. You know, I'm good with that. But then, you know, if you go to the... Actually, we went bet on the doggies. How good's this? We went to the Byron Bay Tavern for lunch. And as we were having lunch, ordering, getting some soft drinks, and then we just got nibblies. We got calamari. How good's pepper and salt? Salt and pepper salt calamari.
Yeah.
Some chicken wingies, some fucking fries, and some bread or whatever. But as, you know, so me and the kids, I'm just like, righto, kids, there's a TAB. Well, we're sitting in the TAB. But I had my phone open on Bluebet. And I was just getting the two kids to pick a dog.
Yep.
Just pick a dog. bang, bang, bang. Threw, started with $100. After about six races, we're up to $130. I was like, well, fucking winning.
Yeah. Winning, yeah.
And then at the end of it, back down to $100. Yeah. So we had fun for about an hour, hour and a half, and did not lose a thing.
How good's that?
So, you know, that's a good day. That's gambling responsibly.
And you seen that dog that I set you that I should have picked?
Oh, Barney's something?
Barney's a lad.
Barney's a lad.
Barney's a lad. How could you not fucking pick
that?
Did you
put a bet on it?
I put fucking $10 on it straight away and I went, oh, fuck, this cunt's going to win. I'm going to fucking chuck another 20 on it. Oh. And it didn't fucking win.
Did it jump?
So, did it trip? Done it. Yeah, I can't watch it. I would have loved to watch it. Or yeah, you can't find the placings either. But yeah, whoever owns Barney's or a lad, you owe me $30. You cunts.
You fuckers. So, mate, yeah, that was my little holiday down to Byron, down to Potty, and then I've been back to work this week. I actually worked on Australia Day, just a bit of a catch-up. You know,
having on
a
the Sunday or the Monday?
Both. Yeah. Well, Sunday I just did stuff for the lads podcast, just with, you know, editing and fucking shit like that. And then on Monday I went in there for 5 hours and pulled an engine out. So, you know, I worked both days. Just have a week off holidays, and there's a bit of catch-up to do. So
Well, we were stuck in camp, so we actually worked the Australia Day, which was a Sunday. And then because Monday was the public holiday, we had the Monday off.
Yep.
So yeah, so bloody 8 hour day on the Sunday and then a full day off, which we were stuck up there, so we didn't come home or anything. So we just went for a bit of a drive up to Woodgate, which is quite nice. Yeah, inland from seaside of Childers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So inland from there. Yep. Not inland, fucking seaside.
Yeah,
so.
Coastal side.
Yeah, it looks like Harvey Bay, I reckon, about fucking 1980. So she's very nice, very relaxed. That's where I had the beer.
Yep.
So but I'm claiming 10 days off because fuck it. Just because I can. 10 days off the piss.
Well done. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, well and then actually over the days that I work, so Saturday or Sunday and Monday, I actually did a little sneaky Mount Tambourine. That's where I drank the wine up at Mount Tambourine. Mm-hmm. Did a couple of sneaky wine trips and had a bit of fun up there. So it was good.
Nice.
Mm. Nice. So, mate, I want to play you something because before we get too far forward, we're talking about holidays. We brought this up, Coity's Next Door Neighbor.
Yep.
We spoke about it, I think last podcast.
In
I
the told airplane.
You he was in the airplane. Yep. Well, and I said that he should ring in and give us the spiel how it went. Well, he did.
Nice.
So I might just play this. I actually haven't heard it, but anyway, here we go. So he just to give our listeners a bit of a refresher, for his birthday, he got us a flight in one of those jet planes that do acrobatics and stuff like that. And anyway, so he went up in it, and I'll play it.
Right out.
Why is that not playing?
It's not playing.
Oh, hang on.
No.
There we go.
Start again.
Cross fighter jet. Wow, what a fucking day. I heads off to Archer Field. I get on the kit. About to hop in the plane. Old mate says it's pretty hot out there. So I puts the sunscreen on. I did ask old mate if he'd do it for me, but he says, nah, not doing that. I'm no faggot. I'm a pilot. So in the plane we get, hops in. Up we go, take off, smooth as a baby's bum, mate. Fly down, head over Greenbank, over the just around the military camp, heading to Wyarralong Dam.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So we get down there, dam looks as pretty as a picture. There's water pissing over the wall.
Yeah.
Heads off over towards the outlook, is it? Overflow, the Overflow Winery, that's it.
Yep.
All the toffee noses in their fucking BMWs and Audis sitting there drinking their red wine and eating their fucking cheese boards. So we fucked up their day for 10 minutes. Buzzed around, low flying, did what we could. Old mate pilot says, where do you want to go? I said, I want to go and buzz the stiff.
Oh.
He goes, rightio, you know where that is. You take the stick, head us to Bow Desert. So I'm flying this thing. We're doing 900 kilometres an hour down the Boonaba Desert Road, which is just slightly faster than the cocksucker in the red cattle truck. He was holding up traffic for 3 fucking miles. Flying in, I look over the wing. There's the stiff outside looking up to the skies for inspiration. I said, there's me mate shot right there.
Yeah.
He goes, rightio. take a hard right, we'll do a loop, we'll come back and we'll buzz the stiff. So we turn a hard right over Kerry, we fly back in, he goes, righty-o, pull that stick to the sky and let's do a somersault. So I clenched that sphincter as tight as it'd go and I bit down on my teeth and I pulled that stick back to my chest. Straight up in the sky we went, doing 6.5 Gs.
Oh, yes.
Get to the top, airspeed, zero. The plane's just fucking sitting there. Slowly falls back over itself. I clenched that sphincter once more. I bit down real hard, kept them cookies in the fucking stomach. Came back down, buzzed the stiff.
Yep.
Old mate goes, rightio, Mount Lindsay Highway, here we go. You fly this bastard home. So I flew that motherfucker up the Mount Lindsay Highway all the way to about Cullenvale. Calls into air traffic control. Hand him back over the stick. He flies us in, safe and sound. I landed. May or may not have had a little bit of poop in the fucking pants. I'm not sure how good the sphincter works at 55 years of age. But anyway, just let you know, boys, get that opportunity, go for it. Thanks, family. Great birthday present. Love yous all.
Oh, there you go. Mate, well done. Like Cordy's next awesome door neighbour.
Fucking present, eh?
That would have been
especially
magic.
Especially be able to do the like the roads, like to follow the roads. I never actually sort of thought of that, like to get back to Hartsfield, follow Mount Lindsay back.
Yeah, there, yeah, because so obviously you know your bearings. Yeah. I mean, you're not looking. Yeah, so that would have been an absolute buzz. Sound, you can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
I reckon that's going to be on the to-do list for the lads.
I reckon he sounded like he was spot welded to his undies too when he got out of there.
Oh, he must have. Yeah, probably a bit of movement.
Well, he's 55. Actually, do you still spot weld when you're 55?
Like, mate, when you're that excited, I think
you're going to spot weld.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe laid a bead. Well, get back to us there, Cordy's next door neighbour. We'll see if there's a fucking bead there or fucking, yeah.
Mate, well done, Cordy's next door neighbour. Thanks, mate, for ringing in
and
telling us all about it. It would have been magic. So, yeah, there we go.
Let's give him a stubby older.
Oh, there you go. There's one of those.
Not that one. We'll give him one of the other ones. Coming your way.
What's wrong with that one?
No, we're going to give him one of ours.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The lads.
Oh, he's going to love that.
Yeah, from TC Coolers.
Yeah, yeah, from the Tommy, which he's going to come on soon too. So there's a shout out to Tommy. Mate, before we get too further into it, socials. Your TikTok's growing?
TikTok's going good. We put those couple of backflips up. Speaking of backflips.
What's going on?
I got number 10. 10's done.
Yeah.
I'm fucking retired. I've hung the boots up.
There's one problem though. It's over. I'm a little bit sour at you.
Why?
Evidence. I didn't get to see it.
No, there's other blokes at work that's seen it. So
there's no video.
It was actually a supervisor for where I work.
I'm going to fuck him over.
It is the second. What? I'm not getting it.
What? No, the guy that was supposed to hit record.
Yeah, so it was actually, that was another supervisor with the other supervisor's phone videoing that, and
he didn't
somehow it's got lost. But I also got that supervisor on a different job. Yep. So he G'd up this supervisor saying, fucking check out Barney's backflip. So I didn't even have to do anything. I just fucking walk around backflipping now. So I'm like a fucking one-man circus.
Yeah, which is great. And you've chalked up 10.
I've chalked up 10. I've got to retire it.
No. Fuck no. You are just coming into your prime. Like, you're not even, you're shining a light here. Like,
have you seen how fucking big my nose is?
We can't.
It's a big target.
We can't let this go.
Someone's going to punch me.
And you know what? You're just, yeah, no, you need to do another 10.
Okay, do a poll.
Oh.
Do a poll.
Righto.
Is it retired or is it not retired?
Should Barney go for another 10?
No. Just retired or non-retired? Like, hang up the gloves or fucking
I think if we're going to do a poll, you just want it to say, should Barney retire at 10?
Yep.
Or should he not retire at 10?
Should he keep on going?
Should he keep on going?
Yeah.
As a poll. Righto. That's going to go as a poll.
You put that poll up for me and we'll see. And I've obviously got to do what happens.
Yeah. Right, that's good. So
I reckon I'll everyone's going to say I'm going to retire. So because I'm old.
Yeah. Otherwise, if anyone wants to get involved with the show, what do they got to do, mate?
Theladspotty@gmail.com. So send a voice recording in on your telephone.
Yep.
Most people have a recording thing on that. If not, fucking go out and get one. They're free, and send it in to theladspotty@gmail.com.
That is spot on, man. Yep. And
dick photos to stick if you do. So he's the only one. So if you got dick photos, send them to him.
Yeah, why do you?
I don't know.
Why?
I just thought maybe you'd like that.
Okay, cool. That's good. What are you doing? That's probably why you're sweating, dude. You're sweating like
you're sweating like a
pedophile at the freaking
at a Wiggles concert.
Yeah, fuck. I'm actually quite comfy, and you got a fan on you.
Fucking hot.
Anyway, mate. weeks away now, well, not weeks, months away now from Podcast Royale 2, Fight Night down on the Gold Coast. Mate, how good is it? Can't wait to go. A couple other podcasts we're going to meet up with. The Casual As Lads from Townsville are going to catch up with the Casual As podcast. Bryzy, but he's fighting, so I was going to try and line up with the Dead Ass podcast community. But anyway, can't wait to get to the fight night. Everyone that's fighting. Oh, and there's still tickets.
There's still tickets. Actually, I listened to today's one.
There's still some little single tickets. Guys and girls, if you haven't got tickets to the Podcast Royale on the Gold Coast, Anzac Day long weekend, get amongst it. You will not be disappointed.
No, you will not.
So get on it. That's good. And yeah, what's next?
Well, I've got one other thing. I ended up in hospital on fucking Tuesday night.
Dude, tell me more. You sent me a photo.
Can we do my fuck off noise?
Oh, you want to go straight into fuck off?
Well, it's sort of a fuck off and then a story.
Yeah, I can bring that up.
So I'll do the fuck off and then a story.
Well, let me... I need to go into... yeah. All right, so you want this? Here we go.
Yep.
I think my phone's turned up. There we go.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
Yep.
It's been done before on this one. It's been one of my prior fuck-offs.
Yeah, and I think I've done it too.
Gout can fuck off proper.
Yeah.
Proper fuck off this time. We've got it in the knee.
Yeah, it was red. Or would they put something on that?
Yeah, they put all shit on there. They stuck needles in it. They fucking, give me lots of drugs. Yeah.
Do you know why? Have you worked anything? Is this the first time in the knee?
First time in the knee. So I actually got it on Saturday before I fucking went to go away and sort of took all the tablets I normally do and it fucks off as it does. So sort of nothing to write home about. But I got up to work on Monday. I'm going, this is fucking coming back. So I get back on the pills again.
Mm.
So these pills, you take two and then another one after 4 hours. And then when you shit yourself, you stop. So that's the way it's on the fucking script. So that's the way it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And so I've done that. But I took more because I'm obviously a doctor. So I take a few more to sort of clean the system out.
Yep.
And nothing. It's just getting worse. So I couldn't even sit in the crane. Like, it's fucking the angle of it. It wasn't allowed. The air conditioner blowing on it.
Yep.
Was enough to fucking make me sweat like I'm sweating now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I manned up and they put me on as a spotter for the day. So I was just fucking sitting in the chair with it out flat, fucking telling people to walk through the walkway or not.
Yep.
Done that all day and that was good. So carried on with my pills. And at about 11:30 that night, I woke up and I was in a pool of sweat, like fucking.
Yeah.
I was nowhere. Like, I was fucking, I'm going to the hospital.
Yep.
So being a man, being fucking 50 and not relying on anyone else, don't wake anyone else up, I'm going to drive myself to hospital.
Oh.
So
how far?
In the knee. So it's Susan River. So it's about 23 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little drive, but to get to the car.
You're hobbling.
23, 24 minutes roughly, maybe half an hour to get there.
Took you to walk,
sitting
hobble
there. Like just going fucking biting down on the teeth. Fucking. But I've done it.
Dude.
I get to the car, get in the car. Because everyone parks so fucking close, so the doors only open up so far. You got to fucking stiff leg it in. So that took another half an hour. Like all the time, like I'm just crying, like fucking just
agony,
sad. Like I would have hit it with a hammer, and it would have felt better, I reckon. Anyway, so in the car, so I'm going fucking a few big deep breaths. You got this, fucking off you go. Get to the gate. We had a break in a couple of nights ago, so the fucking security gate's fucking shut.
Oh, no.
So it's shut. So, and I've got a little thob on my key. I went, fucking just open it up. Nothing. Hit it again. Nothing. Hit it again and again and again. And I reckon it was about 20 minutes. I'm sitting there and there's a heap of numbers and I'm fucking just pressing all the numbers going, I hope this wakes some cunt up because I fucking need to get out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't say it. No, I'm not going to say that. But yeah, anyway.
Yep.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
But so I reverse all the way back down to the camp and then got to get out of the car. So that's another fucking 15 minutes up the whole time. It was fucking agony. And then walk down to the office to find the after hours number.
Yep.
And then ring them and they go, who's this? I said, don't worry about who it is. Fucking let me out of here. I'm going to hospital.
Yep.
Who is it? I'm going, fuck it. Use your thob. I said, it doesn't fucking work. He said, I'll come up there and I'll show you how to. I said, it doesn't fucking work. I was getting really angry at this stage. So he ended up giving me the code so I could actually get out. And then I drove myself to hospital and stayed in there all night, half the next day, had a sickie, back to camp.
So what did they do? Could they do anything for that?
They actually drained it. So, yeah, they give me some numbing and put some needles in there. I think mainly to find out if it was infected or anything like that. So, yeah, right. Yeah, fucking the most pain. But so to walk into Harvey Bay Hospital and emergency theatre entrance and no one, not one crackhead.
Oh.
Not one person. So it's about 1:30. So I left at 11.
I was going to say, what time are we talking now? Yeah.
About 1:30 when the crackheads come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like had to wait like 3 minutes, I think. Got to bed, got drugs.
Oh, how good's
that
for
you,
though?
I was just going, mate. I thought they'd go, look, fuck off, mate. It's just a bit of gout.
Yeah.
But they could obviously see I was in enough pain. And they gave me a bed
and some comfort. How good is it that you had the night off from the crackheads and you got seen straight away? Like it was day off for crackheads.
Yeah, no crackheads, nothing there.
So RDO crackhead day.
Nothing.
Fuck, you've got that.
So yeah, so gout can fuck so off then well
when,
and truly.
When did you start feeling better? Was it like 9 o'clock the next day or did it take a while?
No, it sort of, I could walk out to the car after they drained it. So they drained some fluid off there. I could walk out to the car a little bit normal and I went back to work the next day. And I could sit in the crane and the air conditioner's still now fucking blowing on it. Fucking hurts.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know what I've done to it, but yeah, so.
The air conditioner, cool?
Just the breeze? I reckon it's the cool, yeah. So just fucking blowing over the top of it just makes it ache. So.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, so gout can fuck off. Sorry about that long story, but.
No, that was good. I saw the photo and it was like, wow, dude.
Fuck, you're mate. It was nasty.
Wow. Righto.
So that's my fuck off.
That's your fuck off. Well, my fuck off, I think I touched on it. It was just my fuck off again, nuts and bolts. Sometimes, and I know actually Kawasaki can go fuck themselves.
Yep.
Today, I spent a lot of time on my back underneath a fucking Kawasaki and cursing, swearing, and over it, you can go fuck yourself. You know that reel on, there's a reel on TikTok where it says, it's a Chinese guy talking, he's like, oh, nah, Toyota, when he's trying to take a fucking bolt out and he's like, how do we expect to take this fucking bolt out, Toyota? Yeah. I was having that sort of drama today with the Kawasaki. Fuck you, Kawasaki, and your fucking bolts and nuts.
No more Kawasakis.
Anyway.
I hate that.
They were fuckheads today. So anyway, that's good. That's good. So mate, today is just more a bit of a catch up day. But I want to give a shout out to The Lad Collective. Have you ever heard of The Lad Collective?
No, I've not.
So it's they make bed sheets.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah,
yes,
so
I know the ones, yeah.
Okay, so the bed sheets they make are very easy to use. And I guess I was flicking on scrolling the other night. Anyway, these bed sheets are fucking prime. They've got the fitted sheets and they've got the tabs on the side.
And so the handle.
The handles?
Yep.
And then they've got the center line to line up your the sheets so that your top sheet.
I've not seen that.
Yeah, the center line.
It normally comes on, I flick away straight away because that's, I'm not.
The logo, I think it's more the logo, is in the center of the sheet. So when you go to make your bed, you put the logo in the center of the bed and then you can tuck everything in and it's like bang on straight away. You don't have to go, oh, fuck, it's too much on this side and then it's not enough on that side. You just put the logo in the middle of the bed, fucking done. How good's that?
That's not called the middle of the bed. That's called Nat's part. That part fucking there, that's Nat's. That part there all the way.
And then the zippers in the zipper hem in the pillowcase so that you can put your pillowcase in and do a little zipper so your pillowcase
doesn't
come off.
Fall out all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to give a shout out to the Lad Collective. If anyone listening that hasn't bought bed sheets in a long time, exactly right.
Me.
Yeah, me too. I just keep washing the two sets that I have.
Yep.
It's like, just throw that one on, wash them, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get me a set of these bed sheets and top sheet and pillowcases because they look fantastic. They're actually good for Australian climates because when you talk about sheets that have got, I've done a bit of research here, sheets that have got thread count per square inch, the higher the thread count.
Egyptian cotton.
It's actually worse for it's bad because it doesn't breathe. So you want a lower thread count.
Oh, I only sort of go like fucking 1,000 thread count shit.
Well, I don't even know what is. I didn't even know what that is.
That's fucking good shit. Or it's probably better.
It's good shit, but it probably doesn't breathe the best. So you sweat. Right?
Mm, so you fucking, I'll tell you what, how many pillows do you have on it? Like how many? You gonna
my bed, only two, one each side. No, anyway.
This is Stiffy's Pillow Talk.
This is Stiffy's Pillow Talk coming right here. So at the Lad Collective, we're all about making the bed easy. Why stick with the small, same old boring bedroom and bathroom basics? At the Lad Collective, we're all about innovation and making life easier for Aussie blokes. We've reinvented bed making with our own top-notch sheets designed to make your daily routine a breeze. So that's their little spiel.
Fucking good on them too. So there's a bunch of blokes that just went out there and we're getting into the fucking linen business.
Sunrise just had them on TV not so long ago about this because there are only two young Aussie lads doing this.
Let's put a handle on a sheet and a logo in the middle.
To make just making that better so much easier.
100%.
Yep. Our famous fitted sheet featuring the world's first labelled loop straps, the Lad Collective famously fitted sheet assists with guiding the corners on the fitted sheets over the mattress with ease and precision. They're suitable for all mattress types and depths. Right? So these things are just... The center logo, getting an even tuck on both sides of the top sheet has always been a challenge. We've solved this by adding the TLC, so the Lads Collective logo, with the center line for easy alignment, ensuring perfect tuck every time. So good. So I want to give them guys a bit of a shout out. And you know what I did last night? I couldn't sleep. I'm like, I text these guys on Insta. I was like, I'm going to give you guys a bit of a shout out. So I've done that, but I also did my own little ad for them. I'm just not going to make an ad for them, but I'm just going to, I just made this little ad, right? So I just wrote this down. Let's go here. Now this is for the Aussie lads. Right, hot tip. Here's the hot tip for your bed sheet. 1, 2, 3. Count me in, Barney.
1, 2, 3.
Has your workbench in the bedroom seen better days? Are your drill bits dull or is your grinder not performing at its best? Well, look no further. If all you lads out there wanting better performance, well, it has to start with having the best foundation. This means having the best workbench a man could ever ask for. Picture this. You bring a lady home and your workbench just isn't up to scratch. Or maybe you just want to impress your girlfriend or missus with a fresh bench top. Well, here it is. The Lad Collective range will change your old bench top into a space where you can take your girl to the stars. The Lad Collective bedding is made from premium blend of bamboo and cotton, giving you the perfect mix of softness, breathability, and durability. It's like a cool breeze and a cozy hug all in one. These bed sheets, duna covers, and pillowcases will transform your workbench into a platform called Pleasure Town. Your drilling will be at your sharpest, and all that grinding will certainly be at its cleanest. So check out the Lad Collective range today.
Copyright Lads Podcast.
So I made up this little spiel. There you go.
Reach out. Give Stiffy some fucking new sheets. You got to give him some new sheets for that. And I said, how many throw pillows? You'd have to have a few throw pillows on your bed, wouldn't you?
Fuck the throw pillows off. Mm. That just gets in the road of the
workbench. That's good, mate. You actually probably need to start sleeping a bit more of a night time.
Oh.
I thought you were actually going to start saying you were going to actually watching some sort of like bloody Demtel ads. Remember the old Demtel ads where you get a free sort of steak knife of everything?
I wrote that at 11:01 p.m. the other night. Mm-hmm. I couldn't sleep.
Yep.
Oh, so there you go.
So if you need another ad done for your business too, Stiffy's always here,
I'll make up some sort of slogan.
You'll do something.
But anyone out there wanting some new bed sheets, and I shouldn't call them. It's just you want a new workbench. You want a new top sheet. You want a new workbench? Hit up the Lad Collective.
Yep.
Go for it. Fucking good lads they are.
I'm going to have another beer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Right, mate, let's crack another beer.
Actually, before we do that, shout out to Tommy because he was at Luke Combs.
Oh, yeah.
And he sort of mentioned us and sort of get a free hat and the bloody stubby cooler and stuff. So
how good was that concert?
Yeah, so I've a couple heard. Of boys have actually got to take a hat and a couple of stubby coolers around for the boys because he ran out. So
yep. Yeah, it looked like a magic night that night at Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah, so Benno's actually got to give me a few more photos too, because he went in there with the
lads, hats.
Lads hats too.
Yeah, that's
so,
good.
Yeah, all three of them.
Here we go. Yeah, that was all right.
That was good.
Was
I'm
going to
give that like a 7.3.
Oh, thanks, mate. Fuck. That's hard.
It's a solid 7.
I reckon it was 7.2.
You can take that one. Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Yep. Well done. Now, mate, I don't know what I've been watching on Instagram. Was it? No, Snapchat. Nah. What's it? TikTok.
TikTok.
On TikTok. I don't know what I've been watching, but lately something's been popping up on the daily. Now, I don't even know how to get into this, but...
I can see the glint in your eye. It's yeah, right out.
Okay, so the old way of getting a hooker, or paying for
red
sex.
Red light.
Yeah, if you're gonna
Roxanne,
yep. Is that the red dress one?
Take off
the red dress.
No, red light.
Red light. Okay.
Red light, yeah.
So I don't know what. Anyway, a shout out to Jessica J. I'm going to say that one more time so that your phone picks it up. Jessica J. On TikTok. She's a businesswoman and she's pretty hot too. Mm-hmm. This week she made $6,500.
Yep.
She had 3 clients.
3?
Yeah. That was over 3 clients. Now, per hour, I don't know what she's on, but we're talking, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am type of hours, as in it could be.
Is it, or is it like fucking 24-hour day? Like
No. These are like hour, certain, a time slot.
She must be
slot,
good at it.
Time slot. So I don't know what she does, like as in how the, maybe I need to look into this.
Jessica J, reach out.
But she put up a TikTok the other day saying how much she earned for 3 sessions over the week. So I don't know what, but $6,500. So I'm just like, wow. Can you even promote that on TikTok?
Well, she did.
She's not the only one. Because now my algorithm is up to the shithouse with women talking about, and they offer themselves, one was just saying, I'm a spicy secretary or something, and I'll come, or you can come and get your books done, or something like that anyway. These blokes are paying massive dollars.
That's a lot of money for...
When you can just get Mrs. Palmer to do it for free. You know?
It's over and done. Fucking move on.
But there's a lot of money in it anyway. So that got me thinking.
How much do you reckon I'd earn a week?
That's where I was going.
Oh, is it?
That's where I was going. What would a male businessman be able to charge himself at? What would if you were to put yourself online as a handyman, plumber, pool cleaner.
Yep.
Let's just say you're the pool cleaner. You're going to come around and clean your pool.
Yep.
But it's not cleaning your pool. It's for a little bit of hanky-panky fucking thank you, man. Yeah.
Yep.
Per hour. I don't know how it works. Maybe
mate,
I need
I'd
to do some
to
more
be,
digging
well,
in
she's
this.
On like 6.5 for 2. So that's
for 3
like
sessions.
Just over 2 grand.
Yes. So that could be over an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah. Mm. Let's say it's over 2. So that's, she's worked a 6-hour week.
Yeah.
Yep.
6 hours.
So
I reckon $1,000 an hour.
What are you worth?
Oh,
easy. It'd be on par. I actually go off like a frog in a sock. Hey, I rate myself.
One problem though.
What?
With the men's side.
No one's gonna pay for it.
No, I'm thinking like when we finish, right? Mm-hmm. Women don't actually finish. They can go all night.
Yeah.
Don't they? They can just lay back.
They're
and
greedy.
Throw a bit of lube down there or whatever.
They're being greedy.
How do you stop yourself from finishing? Do you go
being
there?
Being a bloke, I think you think of nuns and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like a baby Joey run over
you'd have
the
to
road.
Have a,
or,
you'd have to have
yeah.
a pill supply too, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Getting it.
Getting little
blue
pills.
Maybe there's just men out there that are...
That are built?
Yeah.
Built for it.
Built different.
Righto. So you're thinking $1,000 an hour for the big Barney?
Oh, mate, if someone's prepared to pay it, well, yeah.
Like I'm
give them a good
this
time.
This is okay. This is hypothetically, this is you're married and all that sort of stuff, but this is hypothetically
$23.50.
Plus GST.
No, it's cash.
I'm not
fucking paying the GST. $23.50.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh, I think mate, for me to do it. Like, that's the thing. Like, she's putting herself on.
So you're obviously not charging in hours anymore. We're charging in minutes and seconds.
Seconds.
And that's with the lay down, fucking debrief and tickling.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. There's a lot of foreplay there, so mate. There's a lot of going on.
Yeah, a lot of chit-chat.
A lot of how's your day? How's the weather?
Yeah. Fucking how bad is heat?
How do we soak up 3/4 of an hour before you even start?
Have you seen the one where the there's a young fella there and he's bloody obviously got a hooker over for the night and she goes, oh, rightio, so 5 minutes is up, so you obviously done. What do you want to do for the rest of it? And then the next sitting down, they're playing the Xbox together. So, yeah, so she stayed. And
it's company.
Yeah, company. So, yeah.
The problem is, like, she's putting it out there on the social. So if I'm going to do, what's a male gigolo, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to turn into one of them and I'm going to put myself out on the internet, you'd want to do it for a lot of money because you really.
I've got an idea.
You're doing yourself in the ass. What's your idea? You're looking at me really weird.
I'm going to put you on OnlyFans.
Here we go.
Yeah, so, and we're going to sell photos of your feet.
Oh.
Yeah. Feet and whatever else them big cuddly bears.
We should do an OnlyFans
account. Yeah, do an OnlyFans thing. It's obviously you because, yeah.
Oh, what? Why has it got to be me?
Well, I've already got one.
And what? Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to start up. And let's see if we can sell photos of your feet on OnlyFans.
We might need some help from our listeners to get this idea, not so much an idea, but up on.
Yeah, so Renee Gracie, I've actually met you before. So if you listen, I know you do. Reach out. She's got her OnlyFans, so she might be able to guide us through and actually tell us how to open it up. What's the best revenues? Yeah.
So, okay, you want to do feet, but I don't think women get off on feet.
Well, let's see. Obviously, we're not talking about. Fucking saying anything about just women.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, so OnlyFans,
back
fans,
that
mate,
fucking truck up, bruz. Money's talking.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, show us your feet, daddy.
Stiffy's fucking. Stiffy's homepage. No, what's it? OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Oh, this
we're
is
doing
not,
it.
This is
we're
not.
Actually doing it.
Are you?
It's fucking happening.
I don't know.
It's happening. Let's just see. Let's suck it and see who wants photos of fucking Stiffy's feet.
I don't
see,
think.
You might be able to make money. You might be able to retire. You probably ditch me, leave all this fucking shit here, and just go on tour.
How'd you make your first million? Yeah, my pinky.
Me little plate. But just look at your feet, actually.
Oh, mate, they're ready to go for.
The pink Havaianas fucking really do it.
Thank you.
They're not even Havaianas.
Yeah, they're not the best fucking tootsies out there. But
right, so we're starting up an OnlyFans. So
I don't think we are.
We are.
Why right. Not? Well,
Let's just see what happens.
That's a bit of Jessica J. So shout out to you. Hopefully now your TikTok brings this up. Yeah. Right.
Only Stiffy.
God. Only Stiffs.
Only Stiffs.
Fucking classic.
The price goes up as you go up. So if you want photos of his knees or anything like that.
Oh.
Fucking, yeah.
So toes start down low.
And then it's just going to keep on working its way up.
Oh, so you're saying the headshot's a moneymaker. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. We're not selling the head. It's just to the nipples and that's it. Head. So.
Oh,
come
God.
And see the hairiest man you've ever seen.
The hairiest?
Hairiest, unhairiest man.
Oh, yep. Righto. Shout out to, again, Cordy's next door neighbour. I'm going to have to play you something here, Barney. Now, I'll probably put this up on our socials, but this is about a new invention that the New Zealand, the Kiwi guys have come up with. It's probably going to play through the audio. Oh, it's probably not actually because we've got fuck all service. I might just go back out. Here we go. Look at that. Look at that photo of the toilet in the background. It's got a mirror on the lid.
Yes.
So that you can.
Mick sent me this as well.
So oh, you've seen it?
That is fucking gold.
That's the Kiwis wiping their doot.
Yeah. To a mirror.
Into a mirror. To making sure you're going to get a good clean.
I have seen that, yeah.
So what's your thoughts on that? Is that something that should stay in New Zealand?
Yep. Keep it.
Yeah.
We'll keep Russell Crowe and Lemington's. Fuck off the rouse. And Pavlova's too. You can have the Dunny mirror.
The Dunny mirror.
That's yours.
Yeah. It's not on, eh?
Yeah. No. Right. I won't have a bar. We're actually going to fucking ban it.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's a good thing. Yeah. Cordy's next door neighbour. So. No.
Sorry. Thanks, Cordy, for sending it in. But, yeah.
Very good. Right. Let me get on to some sports. I don't have a jingle.
Sports, what
yeah,
do you got?
So this is it's been now the third round of the AMA Supercross Series over in America, and I'm a massive fan of the Supercross. Fucking love it, man. Fucking
one
love
of
it.
The boys that works with us is over there at the moment.
Yeah, he's watching. Has he sent you anything? Like any?
No, not yet.
Okay. So San Diego was January the 18th, and I'll just go through the top three. Of the 450 main event, Eli Tomac, fucking spilled that one all over, Jet Lawrence and Cooper Webb in the top three. So, well done. Ken Roczen, though, he got fourth. So, he won the first round, I think. Fuck. Did he? I think he did. Or he was second. Anyway.
Correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah, I think he got second, actually. So, Kenny Roczen got second. And then on the weekend, we just had... Anaheim 2, that the third round, and Jet Lawrence won it. So Aussie up on the top spot, on top of the box. Kenny Roczen got second, Jason Annan's third, and Chase Sexton got fourth. So the overall at the moment, Kenny Roczen, the superstar on the Suzuki Kickstart motorcycle.
Yes.
Not an electric start. That's, like
she's an oldie.
Anyway, she's an oldie. He's winning, and Chase Sexton's only 3 points behind him. Jet Lawrence is chasing his tail at 5 points behind him as well.
Is there a story behind the old kickstart on that?
Suzuki just didn't put any more development into it.
Yep, yeah, that's all you get.
Yeah, they just didn't put any more development into it. Hang on, I've got a question. Yell it out, mate. They call him Kickstart Kenny. Oh, they call him Kickstart Kenny.
Kickstart Kenny.
Yeah. So that's good. Well done over there in the States on that. Also, I got sent something here. I don't know who sent me this. Anyway, Jack and Jill went up the hill so Jack could lick her candy. But Jack got a shock and a mouthful of cock because Jill's name was Randy. I don't know where that came from.
Straight from sports into that.
Yeah, I just looked at my photos. So there you go. There's a tongue twister. Fucking, how good is that? Going around in circles. Mate, you sent me a song.
I did. Let's do a bit of a song off. Have you got one?
Have we got an intro to that? No, we don't, do we?
Song of the week.
No, that's
song
joke of the day.
Song of the week. Yeah, I know, but I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah, okay, song good. Of the week. Righto, so you sent me a song. It's another country song.
It is. I like my country.
You do? Do you want me to play yours first?
Let's do me first.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, here's Barney's Song of the Week. It's coming right at you.
This 9 to 5 can suck my cock. I'd rather eat shit than punch that clock. Monday through Friday is a hassle. Everybody here is an asshole. Today's the day I grow some balls. Stop jacking off in the bathroom stall and blowing my load in the sink and telling what this job.
Fuck your boss, fuck your profit, and fuck your loss. Fuck you, Linda, the front desk too. Guy in the mailroom, fuck you.
This whole company can slap my knob.
Fuck it all, fuck this job. Coffee pot. Took a big dump in the parking lot. Hit a dildo in the drawer. Kiss my ass, I'm out the door.
Fuck this job. Fuck your boss. Fuck your profit and fuck your loss.
Fuck you, Linda, at the front desk too. Guy in the mailroom, fuck you. This whole company can suck my knob. Fuck all y'all. Fuck this job.
Oh, dude. That's a fucking ripper. I had to play that extra long one today because I really enjoyed it.
It is because it's got a lot of good words in it and it's not fucking same thing over and over. So I'm actually going to dedicate that one to one of the blokes I'm working with. I think he's Serbian. Ben.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah,
so his last name...
Don't know.
I pronounce it sort of stay out of the bitch.
Stay out of the bitch, fucking.
So that one's for you, Ben. Thanks for putting me onto that one.
So that was from Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yep.
And it's called Fuck the Job.
Fuck the Job. I think he's got another one too.
Or so Fuck This Job.
Next week's one.
That was a beauty. That nearly went for 2 minutes because I didn't think a minute was justified.
It's
got
to be better than listening to us.
100%. That was fucking good. All right, so I've got a remix this week. Mm-hmm. It's something that's
hit me.
All right, it's gonna shock you, I think. Anyway, here we go.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, it's kind of hard to meet. Pretty woman.
Yeah. Bit of Roy.
Yeah.
Pretty woman, watch your part of me. Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman, and you look lonely, asking me, are you lonely just like me?
So there you go.
That's good. I like it.
I know, because a lot of remixes...
It's got a good beat
It's got a great beat to it.
Great beat.
A lot of remixes have that sort of techno usual shit about in the background and they just sort of mix them together. For some reason, when I got onto that one...
That was good.
I'm like, that's got a fucking ripper beat.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman. Mm. It's the old Roy Orbison was the original, I think. This one's from... I can't even pronounce his name. Mirko Curry, anyway. Pretty Woman remix.
Nice. I like it.
That's my little ripper for the week. So, yeah, we should, like you said, we should collate these together. And
actually, I think you can also do like a Spotify list as well.
Yes, so, we can.
So we listen to one. So this is also Ben Stay Out of the Bitch fucking. He put me onto this. This is the title of it. And go to it if you want to have a listen to it. It's songs that your father done cocaine to.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the title.
That's the
group.
That's what you put in the fucking in the search bar is songs your father done cocaine to.
Wow, there'd be some rippers in there. I'm gonna have to look at that.
It's good, easy listening too. So
yeah, good.
It's So we carpool into Torben Lee, and there's four of us in there, so we all get a turn of the music each day. And so I'm fucking busy writing shit down, going that's my fucking song. Yeah.
Oh, it's gold. Mate, so that's that be done. What have you got?
Mate,
I think
I've got...
What I've got. What have you got left over? Oh, you got a joke of the day.
I've got jokes of the day, so yeah, right press on. A bit of pause. I'm going to go for a quick piss first.
Right. All right, here we go. We're back online. So you've got a... What did you say? You got a word of the week?
I'm going to try to bring in a useless fact.
A useless fact.
Useless fact or a little bit of information that sort of...
Okay.
Is Hit no me. Good to anyone. So, fun fact. Humans are deuterostones.
Mm.
Do you know what a deuterostone is?
I have no idea what a deuterostone is.
This means that when they develop in the womb, humans, obviously, when humans develop in the womb, the anus forms before any other opening, which basically means that at one point you were nothing but an arsehole. And some people never develop from this stage.
Oh.
Deuterostones.
That's
me useless so bit information.
Everyone's been so just an arsehole.
Yeah,
you're an arsehole.
Rather than call them an arsehole, call them a deuterostone.
Deuterostone.
Deuterostone. Deuterostomes.
Deuterostones. There we go.
Right, yeah.
Fuck, that was good.
Use it in a sentence.
You should have seen this Judas stone down the street the other day.
Yeah. I'm not going to use the word arsehole anymore.
Yeah. So, there you go. You should have seen how I wiped my Judas stone last night.
Right, yeah.
My Judas stone is leaking.
What have you got? Is it?
Anyway. Hey, so grab your phone. Go on your phone. I'm going to make you talk like you've got an Irish accent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm going to make you talk like you've got an Irish accent.
So I'm going to sound like Lego.
Like Lego. So go into your messages like you're about to type me a message because I need you to actually put this in. And anyone listening at home, grab your phone out, go into Messenger, go to one of your closest buddies and start typing this text. Now, you got it?
No.
Oh, well, just open up your messages.
Wait a while.
Go to the stiffy.
Stop rushing me.
I'm not rushing you. You should be already there.
Okay, good.
Now, type in fuck off. Just fuck off, right? And that's the word fuck off. Now, hit return to go down to a new line. And now spell it backwards. The same letters, but backwards.
Does it matter if it fucking changes it around or not?
So just go F-F-O-K.
Yeah.
Space. C-U-F. Now I want you
Mine keeps on changing it, sir.
Okay, so...
F-F-O.
F-F-O-K. And then hit the top left up there where it's auto... Yeah, just down a bit in that grey box. Just hit that so it stays that way.
That one there?
Yep. And then go space.
Yep.
And then the next word is C-U-F. So it should say F-F-O-K space.
Right, it's actually K, isn't it?
C-C-U-F. Yeah, you want the space in between the K and the C.
Okay, so space.
So F-F-O-K.
Yep.
Put the and then space.
Yep, that's already spaced.
Yep, C-U-F. So it's the same letters. Now think about it. Now I want you to say it out loud.
F off you cut.
What?
F to...
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck.
Mate. Jesus.
Where did you see that?
So now have you got it? Fuck off.
Fuck off, yeah.
That's Irish for fuck off.
Fuck off, yep.
You've just spelled it backwards.
Yep, yep.
All right, you got it?
I'm Irish now.
Yeah, you're Irish. So now you know how to say fuck off.
Yep.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
That was fucking pointless, wasn't it? But anyway, that just
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off. All right, so you got a joke of the day, bros? Let's go straight into it because we're about to fucking round this up. Hit me.
Okay. So, Little Stiffy.
Oh, here we go.
It's a Little Stiffy joke. So, Little Stiffy was a bit of a deviant all his life, and his mum trying to keep him away from girls. So, he goes, Stephen, do you know girls' vaginas have teeth? So, you should never, ever touch one. Ever.
Oh, yeah?
Ever. Don't touch it. So, Stiffy goes all the way through fucking adulthood. 1920, 23, I think 26 or so he was.
Yep.
And he gets a girlfriend and she's disgusted that she never gets to touch the...
Oh.
Yeah, because Stiffy thinks it's got teeth. So, yep. So one day she comes home, right out, why will you never touch me intimately? And he goes, well...
What did I say?
So Stiffy said, well, mum told me that vaginas have teeth, so you should never touch them. And she said, that is not real. Here, I'll show you. So she spreads her lovely long legs, pulls down her little panties and shows her the thing. So Little Stiffy gets down and, well, he's not little anymore. He's 26. So he gets down.
That's a look.
Does a little bit of poke and prodding. And he goes, no fucking wonder. He said, have a look at the state of your fucking gums.
Fuck me. Oh, you wound that up from way back. Well done. My mind's short and sweet. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Don't know.
Because it was dead. Fuck me. There you go. So that's me done, mate. I'm done.
It's been great catching
up with you. Of course, getting back into the Lads podcast studio here, Lifestyle Adventures and Daily Stories. That's what we're all about. Today was just a great little catch up. Mate, we've got a couple of good things coming up. We've got another guest episode. Actually, we've got two guest episodes coming up after this. Not going to say who it is because it hasn't been recorded yet, but for our listeners, we've got two awesome guests coming on next.
Yep. So you won't just have to listen to us fucking dribble shit, so you can listen to someone else dribble shit too.
Yeah, definitely. And then hopefully after that episode, we'll have a few call-ins that we can play. Oh, yep. Actually.
So again, we're going to run that promotion. So anyone that calls in the month of, let's make it to the end of February.
Yeah, well, it's...
Anyone that calls in.
Yep.
once only, so you only get one fucking stubby holder to you, greedy fucks. So don't be calling in fucking seven
six times.
Expecting fucking seven yep. stubby
Everyone
holders.
That calls in.
You can fuck off. Anyone that calls in, gives us a cone of silence, to give us fucking anything, tell Stiffy to fuck off if you
yep.
want,
yep.
you'll get a stubby holder.
Excellent. Well, that's a great little
And incentive. Then what we might do, we'll do a bit of a planning after that. So we might even, for someone that has a special call in, we might give them a special fucking stubby holder.
Gotcha.
What do you reckon?
I reckon that's great.
You get amongst that?
Yeah, I think we need to ball this out a bit better, but yep. I like the direction you're going in.
Yep.
That anyone, let's get on the bandwagon. How do they do it?
Ladspotty@gmail.com.
How do they record it?
Record it on your phone. If you've got a Nokia, you're fucked. You can't do it. So borrow someone's iPhone or fucking Android if you can operate them cunts of things.
Yep.
Jump on the recording app and send a recording into ladspotty@gmail.com.
Fucking smash.
And that'll
it.
Go straight to Stiffy and yep. go from there.
Okay. So anyone that calls in for the month of February.
So the month of February. So yeah, let's January run it now. Is just about done.
It's
let's
done.
Do a, let's
yeah.
do a month. So
yep.
get a few calls.
You get a free stubby cooler.
Yep.
Well done. Well, that's going to give the lads and the ladettes out there, because there's been a few girls calling. Mm. So let's rattle that up. And looking forward to going to meet stock with you, which is it's another month away yet.
Yeah, it's not far.
It's
fuck, it's going quick this year already.
Well, January's done.
January's fucked.
And February's a short month.
It is.
There's nothing in it. 28 days. Is it a leap year? No, it's not leap year.
It's still 28 days, though.
Leap year's 29.
Yeah. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Probably nothing. Yeah, nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't care about Valentine's Day. What about that mail day I was telling you about on April the 28th? Right?
Yeah, and your OnlyFans account.
Oh, it'll be up and running by then.
Yeah, it will be. So, yep.
Righto, shout out to everybody out in the world.
And our sponsors, Peak Productions, Tommy at bloody TC Coolers. Thank you very much for coming on board with us. And
yeah, definitely. Anyone that's going through some shit, chin up. Actually, hey, there's some motivation. Let's play that before we go.
Let's do it.
Because what was that going to be today? It was a good one, I think. Anyway, before we check out, have a listen to this.
Only 2 days in the year that nothing can be done. One is called yesterday and the other is called tomorrow. So today is the right day to love, believe, do, and mostly live.
There you go. Exactly.
Short, sweet.
Short, sweet.
Fucking don't worry about yesterday's fucked. You can't do anything there.
And tomorrow never comes.
Tomorrow. And you can't control what happens.
No. So just live it.
Yeah, live it.
Live it and love it.
Live it
and enjoy it. If you're down in the dumps at the moment, you push through it. Reach out to your best buddies. Reach out to anyone. Men's mental health is what we're all about around here at the Lads Podcast. So anyone that's going through some low spots, hey, I hope we've given you a laugh this episode. There's been a bit of shit talking.
I've had a laugh.
I've had a great time. Laugh. Apparently I'm signing up to OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. It's got to happen.
It's not happening.
It's going to happen.
You're going to make it happen. Is that your to-do list? Because I ain't doing it.
It's going to happen. So I can't send photos of my dogs. Have we got them dogs? Fucking no one's paying for that. Maybe they'll pay for it. It's only going to be men that's paying for it. Women are not going to pay for it. How do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. This is the thing. I don't know.
What are they going to ask you to do? I'm fucking looking forward.
Well, you're
this.
Looking this after the account, Barney.
Yeah.
It's you, it's all you.
Dumb.
I ain't no. So if
I'm going to be manager.
You're going to be not
I'm
just
not
the manager.
I'm not taking photos of the
You're going to be
parts. Like, but when it comes up above the knees.
Well,
like,
who's taking photos then?
You're going to be doing that.
Oh,
so.
Selfies.
Yeah.
It's not. It's fucking not happening. Righto. Thanks
for tuning in, guys.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Sorry for calling everyone buffheads this morning, but or this afternoon. They are buffheads, I suppose, but yeah.
It's courtesy. Yeah. It's kind. Right, I'm out of here. See you later. Bye.
See you. Bye. Come on. Let's go. I don't know what comes.